All right, we're back. Any questions, comments, or observations so far? Yes, question. Good question. The question was, are we talking about the law of attraction as described in the book, The Secret, or as described in other similar books, right? The law of attraction is a law. And as popularized in the book, The Secret, the law of attraction that we're talking about here is the same. However, as you will see for the rest of today and tomorrow, how to apply the law of attraction, not what the law of attraction is by definition, but I think you're going to see some very clear distinctions on how we as society or ex-society members have been taught how the law of attraction works and how to make the law of attraction work for us. I think that's going to be the huge, absolutely enormous, distinctive difference. Yes? The question is, I talked about the brain and Einstein, as well as Thomas Edison, at the turn of the century, scientifically proved that the human brain actually does, in fact, transmit vibration or frequency or energy, and that can be measured. And the question was, how come we're not hearing more today with the advancements in scientific research and equipment? Well, with the limited time, I'm thinking of how to actually answer this because we have limited time. And it's an excellent question. And so I'll try to be as brief as possible just to give you the gist of it. Society members, the elite class, throughout history believed that they were genetically programmed to be, in fact, now by the way, this, let me say, this is not me. I am not saying this. It's not that I believe it. I adhere to this. That's not what I'm saying. I'm giving you historical facts, okay? So from a historical perspective, throughout history, the elite class of society, the ruling classes, and that's defined as, for, you know, a couple hundred years ago and beyond, it was primarily the royal families, the kings and the royal families, the rulers of the countries, number one, and then the elite class of industry, those who controlled, most people don't know the history behind this, those who controlled the monopolies of the world's necessities. So the two basic ruling classes, and it's the same today, they're just called different things, but first is the rulers of countries, the rulers of the people, countries, royal families, and then secondly, those who control the monopolies of the necessities of the time. So throughout history, those monopolies were different. For many centuries, it was salt. So those who controlled the salt monopolies. In American history, it was the railroads, the banking. Because you had to bank, you had to travel and use the railroads. There was no option. So if you controlled those monopolies, obviously today it is oil. Whether the price of oil is $50 a barrel or $200 a barrel, people are driving about the same and using about the same amounts of oil. It's something that is a necessity. Food throughout history has always been a necessity, so those who control food supply. So that's the elite class. So the elite class of people always believed that they were genetically programmed to be superior, smarter thinking, and to be genetically programmed to rule over the vast majority of people who had a different genetic model. These genetic models that they were referring to were vibrational. The DNA of blue bloods, the DNA of the ruling class throughout history, the DNA of the elite class, because they actually intermarried between one another and, quote, didn't, you know, go to the other side of the tracks. And this is historical. I'm just giving you a historical perspective. their DNAs actually vibrated at different frequencies than, let's say, the working class, which vibrated at a lower frequency. And throughout history, the ruling classes always wanted to make sure that those workers kept their vibration at a much lower frequency. So in China, for example, I'll give you a history lesson in the future. But China, for example, the rulers made sure that they controlled opium, the drug, and made sure that the majority of Chinese workers were taking opium on a daily regular basis. That drug keeps the vibrational frequency very low and makes sure that desires don't spring up, and therefore these people will be docile and never want to do anything substantial in their life. Therefore, the rulers remain the rulers and the workers remain the workers. So throughout history, the concept that the brain actually emits and transmits vibration, frequency, or energy, and receives vibration, frequency, or energy, that concept, that factual, biological, quantifiable, scientifically proven and documented concept, not fantasy, not mysticism, not spirituality, we're not saying you have to believe on faith, this is quantifiable, that fact, still to this day, is something that the elite class and the members of the various societies globally around the world and all the countries want to keep secret. That is the major fact that they want to keep secret. Not the law of attraction. The fact that your brain is the one that transmits frequency. That is the major thing that is desperate amongst the elite class to keep secret. Now, when you consider today, throughout history, the rulers around the world of the various countries are mostly members of secret societies. And again, past President Bush was a well-known, documented member of Skull and Bones. These people who founded the CIA, again, watch the movie The Good Shepherd, well-known members of the Skull and Bones Secret Society of Yale University. Senator John Kerry, many, many senators, many U.S. Supreme Court justices are mostly members of secret societies. And again, past President Bush was a well-known, documented member of Skull and Bones. These people who founded the CIA, again, watch the movie The Good Shepherd,